Yo, what up? This is Generic from Animal Farm. Whenever I'm cruising online, I check out my peoples over at nappyafro.com. Make sure you do the same.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the Bastard Child of the Internet podcast. This is the Frocast, episode 148. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. You Better Call Saul. And I'm sitting here with my co-host, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. No Swisher Sweets Needed. Here in the building, man.
We rolling with the Raws again?
Nah, you know, I'm a Mr. Whiteout, man. But, you know, I tried this new... I got a new sponsor this week, Swisher Sweets. They sent us some unsweet cigarillos. They're the new diamond cigarillo, no flavor at all. So it tastes like whatever you put in your cigarillo. And, you know, they're pretty good. Pretty good. You know, still a Swisher, but it still don't have no flavor, which is, you know, it's not masking anything. So people try the diamond flavored cigarillo. Not diamond flavored, but the diamond cigarillo. It's an unsweet Swisher. So, you know, try it. $2.99 at your local store, you know.
That's what I was just about to ask. So I know that, you know, Saul Wright don't smoke, and that's only because I'm always looking for a job. But when you go to the gas station now, you can just buy the papers, like regular ass shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could just, yeah, you could buy blunts. They got papers. They got, man, it's just assortment. You know, if you, it depends on how in-depth your store is. You know, if your store got a lot of smoking, you know, papers for your tobacco products and all that, you know.
So this is still how we're categorizing it. This is for people who actually roll their own cigarettes. Yes. Is how they're selling this. Are you serious?
Yes. But see, I think that the game changed because around 2001, everybody was smoking Philly blunts. And, you know, the big-ass blunts. And then we had the, you know, the 9/11 happened, and then it was a big drought. And then after that, like, the game changed. Like, you used to get, like, 4 blunts for the $10. Now you get, like, 2 blunts for $10. And so they made the blunt smaller. And so now we have cigarillos instead of cigars. So, you know, so they all in it together, man. They all in it together.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to smoking beaties, man.
If you can find those, man. They are. I think they put a ban on them. They did a ban on that kind of tobacco. So you might can find them still, but it's hard to find them now.
They ain't beaties?
Obama did a ban on all that tobacco, on all them kind of flavored. It's some kind of ban he did in 2010. I mean, when I worked at a little head shop, we had to take all that shit off the shelves, man. We couldn't sell BDs, the little Jarms cigarettes.
Oh, that was the joints. Them clothes is a winner, bro.
Yeah, the clothes. Yeah, oh, we had to take all of them off the shelf.
That's a winner. Like, if I was to pick up, you know, because my birthday's next week, and I might be ratchet
one
all
second,
week.
Man. Shout out to Saul Wright, man. Early.
I appreciate that, man. I might be ratchet all week, and I might actually go, you know, to the little tobacco shop. And I was gonna get some jarms, you know what I'm saying? Get them clove cigarettes.
Salvia, man. Get you some salvia, man.
Oh, no.
Listen, it's all right. Listen, you want to have a good birthday? Get you some salvia. Get your wife to record it, upload it to Facebook. You know, you just put it on my page. I won't share
anything. This is even more reason why I'm not getting. My wife would be out of town.
Yeah.
So I've seen too many people jumping out windows on salvia. I'm good.
Just sit down, man. If you sit down, you'll be okay, man.
They were sitting down. And then they smoked it and they jumped out the window. I live on the third floor, bro. I'm good.
Hopefully you have some of that snow so you can do the Boston Challenge like all the rest of the kids do.
What, the Boston Challenge?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is
when they were jumping out, they were jumping into the snow like you would jump into the snow like naked or half clothed or whatever. Like this one dude, he jumped out of his window into the snow. Like he did a flip out of his window into the snow like you just dive into the snow. And they call it the Boston Challenge.
Man, you gotta be having some struggle in your life, man. You can't.
People jumping on top of their houses. I mean, it was, you know, like I said, white people continue to push the bar. And, you know, we was gonna talk about white people pushing the bar, but we're gonna talk about it real quick. Like, they're trying to do a civilization in Mars. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all right. Why would you want to live in Mars? Like, bitch, you can't even breathe in Mars.
There's places in this country that I don't want to go to.
Exactly. Why do I want to leave the fucking Earth and go live somewhere else? White people, we thank you for all that you do, because we wouldn't know about, if it was left up to us blacks, I say it all the time, we wouldn't know about how deep the ocean was. We wouldn't know that there was land on the other side, you know. It, like, we just wouldn't care, because we would just made the best of what we had. We wouldn't have been like, yo, we wouldn't have been so, like, white people so upset at Earth, they're like, yo, let's go see if I can live in Mars. You know, I'm like, what?
wait a minute. Are you saying that we wouldn't have known about America if it wasn't for white folks?
Hell no, we wouldn't have known. We would stay in Africa.
False.
It's all right.
False.
What black person you know would have got on a ship and said, yo.
We did. We were the first explorers, bruh.
Nah, we was forced explorers.
No, we weren't forced explorers. We were the first explorers. If you
my,
go through
my history book didn't say that, so all right.
Of course it didn't. Who wrote your history book?
I don't know, Merwin Williams or whatever shit.
Some
know,
other
Marion
white
Webster.
Motherfucker. Yeah, yes. Some other white motherfucker. No, we would definitely know. Now we wouldn't have been enslaved over here in this country.
Oh, okay.
But we would have known we was already here. Them motherfuckers came after us.
Yeah, you're right. So, but I'm just saying.
But I definitely ain't going to Mars. There will not be a Nappy Afro Mars edition. I'm not doing that shit. Now, you may fuck around in a couple years.
It said 100 people, 49 women, and it said 100 people going, 49 women, and you know, so I just don't understand. Like,
they're trying to populate Mars, right? They're trying to set up civilization on Mars.
Somewhere where you can't live. Like, you get one fucking hole in your suit, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I'm so good on that shit, bro. We still discovering shit in the water here. You go to a whole nother fucking planet and see what you're going to discover. That ain't no dog that's coming towards you, nigga.
Yes, no, no.
It's not a
that
dog.
That dog can jump 50 feet in the air. You're like, yo, what the fuck is
that? Why does that animal have 75 limbs? Maybe he's just coming to sniff. Nah, bruh. Nah, y'all can do that shit.
They just trying to get away from us, all right. But they don't know. We'll come to Mars too, nigga. Like, this is like...
Maybe.
Man, yeah, you know, it's a couple niggas that'll go. Like, you know, we got them unhappy Negroes on Earth. Yeah.
Child support to stop us from going. Mm. You know, you can't be breaking out the country.
Got out of Rich Dollars. He might be one of the ones signing up. Cause, you know, I'm like, yo, I owe child support on Earth. They can't come. Like, Mars might not have extradition.
I'm gonna fuck me one of the Mars bitches. So you know they can't tell me shit if I fuck a Mars bitch.
Y'all government ain't set up around here yet. Like, man.
Ain't nothing for y'all, motherfucker. I am not going to Mars. And props to DC for legalizing weed too. You know what I'm saying?
DC, Alaska. Everybody shout out to Alaska. It. One of my Alaska readers, he let me know that weed is now legal in fucking Alaska.
We do not have any Alaska readers, bro.
I'm telling you, dude, that one Alaska guy, man, he added me this week, man. I meant to save it and favorite it. Yeah. Yes.
We'll have somebody on Mars that listen to Nappy Afro before we have somebody in Alaska listen to Nappy Afro, man. They don't rock with us like that, man. We got a little bit of sports talk. You know, the combine actually happened. I feel like they're trying to stifle that shit.
I didn't even watch this year. I'm going to go ahead and
I didn't watch this year either.
Because it was just like, I mean, there was no Michael Sam. I didn't want to see it this year. It was just all football players. There was no drama. You know, like.
Except there were freaks. There were some definite freaks at this point.
And now I did see some of the freaks of nature out there. Like, listen,
what
man.
What the fuck is going on?
If you're 280 pounds, you're not supposed to run 4.5.
They shouldn't let him play. That's concussion waiting to happen every hit.
I mean, you too fast. How are you that big and that fast? Like, what's going on?
Motherfuckers broad jumping 12 feet.
12 feet. Like, what are you doing? Man, Earl Manigault, man, come on, man.
This shit is
if you don't make it in the NFL, I'm pretty sure somebody put you in the slam dunk contest next year.
At least.
12 feet?
This shit is crazy, man. This shit is crazy. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I know that there's talk that the Players Union wants to get rid of it.
Yeah,
I can't blame him. You know what I'm saying? Props to my boy Gurley. Said I'm not y'all not checking out my knee. Get the fuck out of here. I played for three, four seasons. I'm not. There's nothing else for you to see.
But you $1 million.
Fix your audio.
Is it still messed up?
All right, we better.
I'm just saying, like, why would I make $1 million investment in your knee if I don't know if your knee is at least 80%?
If I went to the same doctors that all of y'all are going to, my knee's fine.
Okay.
You're not looking at my knee no more. And then props to Jameis. Your boy Jameis showed up and became, like, he plays the game very well.
Yeah.
He had everybody impressed. You know, the fucking, what's the test that you got to take?
The Wonderlic.
The Wonderlic. So apparently he's up there with Manning and shit.
Yes.
They in love with this nigga. He came out there, and when they were doing a little throwing drill, all of his throws was perfect.
But remember they said his shoulder wasn't as strong as
he was just like, that's because I ain't been doing my baseball. He said, I'm usually playing baseball in the offseason, so right. I'm doing my strengthening and everything like that. And he was just like, that's why my shoulder's not as strong as it was, you know, like, but it's still strong, but it's like, come on.
The dude's perfect.
But I'm a Jameis fan now that he's no longer a no. I mean, he probably forever will be a no, but he's not a no in Jersey. So I'm a Jameis fan. I always liked Jameis. He just played for the wrong team. You know, if he played for anybody except for Georgia or Notre Dame, I probably would have rooted for him.
Well, he's definitely going to be playing for Tampa. There's no way they pass on his ass.
Yes, Tampa better not pass on him. Even though you already got five quarterbacks on staff, you got to make room for number five. And give him – and this ain't the number five you had a couple years ago. This is a new guy, man. Give him Jameis.
You got to go with him, man. Like, what else can you do? So the Rams are officially done with the Jameis talk. I'm happy.
Unless y'all trade up. You know, y'all known for trading
Stop.
Up.
Stop it. We trade back. We definitely don't trade up.
Okay.
Definitely ain't trading for that motherfucker. Not for the 10th spot. We good. We get one of those receivers. I think we get a lineman, but we're good.
Y'all still can get one of a good quarterback at 10, man. There's some good quarterbacks out there, I think.
I told you, the quarterback I want is Raheem Cato from Marshall. I want him in the second round.
Yeah, Marshall always put out good, durable quarterbacks.
Durable. Now, I don't know about good. They're definitely durable.
Yeah, but they're durable. They're like, you know, Chad Pennington, he was good until he fucked the shoulder up. You know, Byron left, which he was good to, you know, he just, you know, he wore down.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, it's just, Marshall said something about that little nice little working man attitude that college had, the university had. So, shout out to Marshall quarterback, whoever his name is.
Cato, man, you'll be a Ram. I'm telling you, we got to do it. They was playing him during the, one of the bowl games, whatever bowl game they made it in. They were just like, yeah, we're looking at a great backup or third string quarterback. I was like, damn, we in a bowl game. Y'all just gonna shit on him like that? Whatever. Your boy Derrick Rose is out again, bro.
It's all right. This is not a show from 2013.
No,
this
it is 2015. Doesn't matter. It happens every year.
Derrick Rose is out again.
His knees is paper mache, bro.
I thought he had the reinforced steel knee or something. They said this man had. He was a bionic knee or some shit. He had.
I think it might have been the other knee.
Oh my god.
This knee is they repaired. I think last year. And I guess they didn't fix it right because it's gone again.
It's the right knee?
The right knee. Same knee. Gone again.
Oh, man.
I don't understand, though, why
did he have a warranty on his knee? But he sat out all last year, though, didn't he?
Did you just say that he have a warranty on his knee?
Did he have a warranty? Because, I mean, I'm just like, yo, what kind of – I'm Derrick Rose. Like, did y'all give me a working man knee? I need a fucking athlete knee. You know what I'm saying? You gave me the wrong knee. I wanted, you know, 9327. You gave me 9328.
You know what's funny about that shit is your boy Skip Bayless was trying to compare his knee surgery to Derrick Rose's.
See, Skip Bayless got an old 50, 60-year-old. Man, they probably didn't give you the whole hinge knee. Like, Derrick Rose need to go 180 degrees. Skip, yours is probably going about 75.
He was dead ass. He was like, look, I had the same surgery. I've had it 3 times, and I have no issues with going full on my knee. And, oh boy, your mouthpiece over there was like,
Screaming A
was like, sir, you could wreck your knee and still come to work. He's like, so you playing a totally different game than this man is playing. So don't do that.
You're not chasing LeBron. You're not chasing fucking Rondo around the court. Steph Curry, nigga. What are you?
Right. You shooting jumpers in a bullshit-ass gym, nigga. Sit your ass down.
Hey, you shooting paper balls in a trash can.
Motherfucker playing 21 in horse. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. But yeah, he's done. He's done,
oh,
bro.
Man. So if you're Derrick Rose, man, you just go ahead and call it quits, man. I'm be honest. If I'm Chicago Bulls, and as a Bulls fan, I'm saying we just give Derrick Rose a buyout and move on.
Yeah, I think they owe him like another 30 mil.
It's cheaper just to go ahead and do the buyout and just let him move on.
I don't think they can. That's the other thing. They get an amnesty, right? You talking about the amnesty thing?
I'm talking about
flat out buyout.
Buy him out like the Wizards did Gilbert Arenas, man, and just give him his money and move on. If you want to play basketball, you can play anywhere else, but you're not going to play in Chicago anymore. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get all you care about is the money. Here's your money. Now, we're done, and we got to move on because it's like, it's been like, what, this is 3 years in a row? Derrick Rose has been
out? Okay, he's played like 50 games in the last 3 seasons. So that's like 240 games possible. He's played 50 something games.
And look, he ain't took a break on that money either. He re-signed he made sure he there every week on payday. Like he there.
Oh yeah.
He don't get direct deposit. He still pick up his check.
Yeah, you should have taken right to the liquor store. Dude,
yes, sir.
He hasn't played 80 games since 2010. So he played
5 years ago, so all right.
39 in 2011. He didn't play 2012. 2013, he played 10 games. And this season, you know how the NBA seasons go.
Yes.
This current season, he's played 46 games. And now it's over.
Wow. Got 46 out of him this year?
He got 46 out of him this year. And they were supposed to be the favorites coming out of the East. Because of Derrick Rose. This is my question. This is the only reason I put this shit on the show. Why is it every year, once Derrick Rose goes out, the Bulls don't matter anymore? Why is that how they write this
because
shit?
Because our team is predicated on defense. So we don't really need a lot of offense, but we need some offense. And Derrick Rose was a big part of our offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jimmy Butler can get it done, but he can't get it done by himself. He needs Derrick Rose. I mean, we got Pau Gasol now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that might can step up. You know, Noah, everybody got to step up. You know, Snell got to step up. Everybody got to step up. And it's just like, it would help if we had, like, that's why Nate Robinson was so important to us in the playoffs that year. Because it was just like, Nate Robinson was getting off. You know, now he gone. You know, we didn't want to pay him that money because we figured, like, we got D. Rose back. But we always got to, like, you should always have a fucking, you know, you got D. Rose. But we got Brooks. We might be all right. Man,
but he's, right. So he's made it to the play. He's played 80 games like twice, and you all made it to the playoffs both times.
Yeah, he won MVP 1 year,
but you didn't make it to the finals.
No finals.
So you have not made it to the finals with Derrick Rose anyway.
Nope.
So why the fuck does it matter?
That's what I'm saying. But it matters because we probably could go deeper. Like, that 1 year we was in the playoffs and we lost to the Heat. If we would have had Rose, we might have gave him. We might have won some of the games we lost. See what I'm saying? And we might would have went further than we did. So it could have helped to have D Rose. But, like, you know, we could do good without him because we play such good defense. And, you know, you got to score sometime. You know, it's just like, and so that's why it's like a double edged sword. We can win without him, but we can a lot better with him. But like I said, now we just need to move on from it. You know, it's time. You know, let's find another point guard to be that guy. If somebody out there, we got to find him, you know, so.
Derrick Rose is going to get your coach fired. Get Thibodeau fired after.
Nah, that's the thing. Thibodeau is not going to get Thibodeau fired because Thibodeau, like you say, he's putting up good numbers.
Well, apparently he's not liked by the team. The rumor has it that they hate that motherfucker, and he's on his last year. Like, next year is his last year.
Oh, man. See, you know, and that's another thing about faggot NBA players. NBA players are fucking. I didn't mean to use the F word. Excuse me. But it's just like they pretty boys, and they's like, so, you know, they're divas. Like, the NBA is full of divas. Like, it's a couple of, you know, goonies out there, but most of them are divas. Pretty boys don't want to get hit. You know, you can look at them. And so now a coach wanted them, man, you ain't hurt. Play. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, like, because he was questioning Derrick Rose one time, and, you know, they complained about him playing them too many minutes, and, you know, certain players complain about them playing too much. But I'm just like, yo, like, I don't get it. Like, you know, so.
I don't know. We'll see how this shit works. You know, a player that every year he goes down and the team's hopes go with him. I'm familiar with that. So I'm just watching. You know, I'm just watching to see how this shit works. We got a little bit of music.
Can I say one more NBA thing?
Absolutely.
Just one more NBA, one more sports topic. Hey, man, Russell Westbrook is the man. Like, it's like, that is his team. Kevin Durant plays with Russell Westbrook. I'm going to go ahead and say that now.
Wow.
The only reason why I'm saying is Kevin Durant is a great player, But for some reason, he's too passive as a leader. And that's why Russell has been able to just take over. And you know what I'm saying? And now it's like, you know, you're going to have the team going to get divided because you're going to have the niggas that roll with KD and the niggas that roll with Russell. And you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the game, like, niggas going to know who do I pass the ball to. And so it's just like, so this is going to be a problem in Oklahoma City. I don't see this the KD Russell thing working too much longer. Somebody got to go because, like, it's like, you know, KD holding Russell back. It's a shabby. It's Kobe and Shaq all over again.
Shabby works.
Shabby. Yeah, we got a shabby.
Shabby situation. You know, but you know the reason why KD is like that. You talked about it on several episodes. It's the mom factor.
Told you. I'm telling you.
Man, it's not working.
It's just, hey, look, man, until he move out of the house with his mama, man, like, and that's what Russell probably heard that on the forecast. He like, yo, I'm going to take advantage of this shit. This nigga live with home with moms. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this nigga probably got to come home by 3 a.m. At least call. Oh, mom, I'm staying out late tonight. Nigga, what? No, man.
He's not coming to fuck in the house.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They won't make it to the finals either.
Are they in playoff contention yet? Like, I seen they were struggling to make the day in AC or some shit like that. They was like the 10th seed last time I checked.
They on that bubble right now.
They on the bubble.
The proverbial bubble. Proverbial. That shit works. Somebody's going to get injured again to take them completely out. How do you trade? They traded away Perk. They traded away, I can't even think of the dude's name. He's got a former NBA player name, too.
But they got who they got in return, though. They got somebody. They got a nice player in return. They got Kyle Singler. They got him. You know, that's a shooter. I mean, like not like they needed another shooter.
Right.
You
know what exactly. I'm what they do is shoot. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. And this is why we haven't talked about the NBA a lot. We don't watch
it. We don't watch it. It's not. Listen, it doesn't matter to the playoffs. When the playoffs start, people, you know, look, I bet y'all still know more than Dub. Shout out to my nigga Dub. You know, our NBA expert, you know, the senior NBA analyst and Nappy Afro Dub.
I mean, if you follow Dub's picks, though, we had the Nets. The Brooklyn Nets were supposed to be next. The Clippers were supposed to be next. The Pacers were supposed to be next. And none of them were next. That's pretty much. I think that's pretty accurate. I know Jerm just dropped the headphones, but I think that's pretty accurate as to who was supposed to win the NBA the past couple years. So, you know, we see how this shit works out. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Oscars real quick. We won Best Song, right? That's what we won?
We won an Oscar for Best Intro Music for a Podcast. I don't think nobody it didn't make the show. You know, but I mean, I tracked the Grammy. They said it was on the way, but
It needs to get here, man. Props to Lonnie Lynn.
Lonnie fucking Lynn.
Lonnie Lynn.
Who the fuck is Lonnie Lynn?
John Stevens, aka Common and John Legend, for winning the Grammy. They won the Grammy for the song in the movie Selma. But that's all they gonna get. Like that's it. That's all Selma's gonna get is the song. So props to y'all. I know that there was a lot of heat talking about the Oscars not being black enough, and then this year they made an effort to show all the black people in the audience. Then white people got mad because it's too black, and this is why I don't watch the bullshit. I don't watch the Grammys. I don't fuck with the Grammys or the Oscars. I don't fuck with none of this shit. 9 times out of 10, y'all don't know the movies that are in the Oscars anyway.
Exactly, man. I didn't watch the fucking show, man. I just seen when they said Lonnie Lynn won an Oscar. I was like, who the fuck is Lonnie Lynn? I really thought Common didn't write the song.
Oh, and here's another thing about it. So apparently, Rhymefest ghost wrote some of the lyrics on that song.
What?
So Rhymefest got an Oscar.
Again, Rhymefest again. Look, Rhymefest strikes again. So not only did he write Jesus Walks,
Rhymefest is ghost writing all y'all shit, man.
Yes, man.
Props to Ryan Fest, man. I guess, you know, this is what you got to do to get mentioned on the show.
Yeah, ghostwrite a Grammy.
The bulk of this show is going to be TV talk because that's what the fuck we on right now. And y'all going to have to deal with it. Y'all watch The View and all that other shit when they talking about bullshit. Y'all get to watch us talk about TV. Our favorite show right now is Friday Night Tights.
All day.
All day, man.
Hey, and, look, how about they showed us some football this fucking week, man?
I appreciated that. They managed to get a couple games. They opened the game. Opened the damn show.
Opened the show with a game. They must have been reading the tweets, man. Niggas was upset about that, man.
Can we call that a game, though?
Hey,
It ended up being like 42-6.
Hey, listen. Hey, that was the Spartans. Was that the Spartans' game?
Nah, that wasn't the Spartans game. That was the Ducks and the
was
the Ducks and the Broncos.
Hey, look, man, shout out to the Broncos coach. You are the worst rec league coach I've ever seen in my life. Like, you have no clue, nigga. Like, this motherfucker is crazy, bro. Like, now he's trying to blame the parents. Like, parents, I mean, they don't understand it. Like, he's getting defensive because he's starting to throw in. I mean, we don't get paid for this. Yeah, nigga, now I know your feelings involved. Like, but these parents are upset. Y'all like they getting y'all ass whooped every fucking week. And then it's like, you know, parents like, yo, you can't coach without yelling. Like, these parents telling you, yell at my kid, get on my kid, get on their ass. Like, they just mess up. You just like, oh, it's okay. Like, oh, hey, just get better next time. You know, like, this guy's a fucking loser.
There's no way he's a coach in Texas.
Man, there's no way he's a coach in fucking Earth.
That shit may work in Boston. It may work somewhere else. Man, listen, goddamn Texas.
I guarantee you, with the same coaching, he will have the same record in any state he coaches in, bro.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that. Oh, I'm okay. Just saying that he might get less resistance from the parents in another city, in another state.
I mean, but you just need to go coach for the fucking Y or the church league or something. That motherfucker weak as hell, but that shit made me a mad. Well, I'm sitting there watching him like, man, I would yank my kid off that field so fast. Like, we had to get in that ass whooped. Hey, your boy from the Ducks, though? I mean, look, he ain't do that against the Outlaws, but he was out there doing the damn thing. What was his name? Latrell?
McClutchin.
McClutchin. That's it. Latrell McClutchin.
Because he's talking back to the coaches and shit.
Yes. What?
Man. He's like, that's the right call because the dude turned around. He's like, don't talk to us.
All right, bro. Oh, no, that's when they played the Spartans.
Oh, yeah, that was the Spartans, my bad.
The Ducks played the Spartans, and that was the...
That was the dude. He was talking back to the coach, to the Spartans.
No, that was the Colts played the Broncos. That's who it was.
Yeah, it was the Colts. Yeah, we
got it
right.
We're going to play spoiler, guys. We're going to spoil their season.
Yeah, that's how
we're going to go to the playoffs. We're not. We're going to beat them. I was like, Coach, shut your ass up. Yeah. I would have been a kid. I'm like, yo, Coach, shut that bullshit up, man. Like, for real.
Yo, bitchified ass. The coach ended up pulling
coaches, out. And then, like, you know, all the parents, like, man, I was just like, man. I was like, yo, I've been there, man. I was like, I've been there, but at least I was trying. You know, I wasn't out there being like, oh, nice guy coach like that. Fuck that. But it's tough, though. Like I said, I've been on all spectrums. But every coach on there, I've been there at one point in time in my coach career, so that's why I can feel every last one of them motherfuckers. I love this show, bro.
Hey, the coach ended up, so the old boy, I can't think of his name. The dude,
Paul's
done.
Yeah, he quit.
Wow. He quit because of how he treated his own son. Like, that made him stop. He had
it
to
made
pause.
Him see, like, yeah, like, shit fucked up. Like, damn, he's like, I didn't need to check on my son. In the middle of a game, come on, man. You can't, what are you doing? Like, that's not your son. When you coaching, you know what I'm saying? That's your player. And so it's like, you still got, yes, your son playing on the team, but you got 28 other kids out there. So it's like, you're still in the middle of a game, but you know, like, but he had his own reasons and you know, it is what it is.
They falling apart, man. So maybe we'll see Coach Mo over there with the Outlaws anyway.
Hey, the Colts organization going on. They got a coach out there coaching with a fucking baby in a damn, in an African sling out there.
He got a little baby already coaching.
Yeah. Hey, baby out there in the sun, no shade or nothing. You about to kill this baby, bro. Nobody saying shit. I'm just
and
like,
Coach
yo.
Is still cursing. Coach is
yeah,
still
Yeah, where the cursing. Mom at, man? And then he told him, get up. You all right? I was like, oh, fuck, man. Look, let me tell you. Them coaches, they had to shoot. They was letting them boys run 20 yards before they hit each other.
That doesn't
too
happen.
Too fucking much.
It doesn't
that's
happen.
That's too much. Like, yeah, like that, what, you trying to kill each other. Like, that did you see that big motherfucker come through?
He destroyed him. First of all, he had like 2 feet on the dude and about 70 pounds. So I don't even know how they got messed up.
This kid was about 6 feet tall, it looked like, and he just trucked. I mean, he just, brah. I mean, he just, oh.
That shit was bad. Like, he got some get up.
Times 10.
You just embarrassed. No, nigga, he got destroyed.
Dog, man. Like, man, I felt bad for the kid. I was like, man, they let him get a 20-yard run. Like, he was coming full steam. Like, I was just like, oh, this is about to be bad.
And it was bad. Man. It was bad. Coach tried to fix it immediately. Yeah. You got a stinger? Go ahead, get up. You all right? Walk it up.
Right. I was just like, Coach, man, you need to, like, dude, where did you come from? Like, put the fuck, first of all, put the baby up, bro. Like, you got a fucking baby right there. Like, I just, come on, man.
But we're talking about the Spartans playing the Ducks.
Yes.
First of all, did the Spartans lose their whole team? Did everybody just quit?
Hey, when you start losing, people stop coming to practice, man. And then the coach told him, if you ain't coming to practice, man, you just turn in your gear. You know, so that's like, you know, the coach losing control. You know, so it's just like, it's all a bad situation. Remember I said the Spartans were like, they were my dark horse. Look, they don't even show the other team no more. The Lobos.
Oh, yeah, the Lobos. We haven't seen the Lobos in 2 games now, for 2 episodes. they're fucking done. They might as well get the Spartans the fuck up out of here.
Yeah. It's playoff time now. The Broncos, the Broncos, they done. Like, so, you know, no new showing them stuff. They firing their coach. Like,
it's terrible. And then how did Zoe not get in the game when she was at practice?
Zoe got in for one play, and it was a kneel down.
Exactly. She's like, I just got in the game. So if she's at practice and you're saying that we need people at practice to play and she's showing up and she's doing the swim move now and she's doing the spin move now.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did she get to play?
Yep. Like they said, and the man said there was no reason why all them kids, y'all getting blown out. Like, there's no reason why everybody shouldn't play. Like, What are you doing? Like, at some point in time, you know the game over. Like, it's 23 to nothing. You know what I'm saying? You might as well go ahead and put the subs in. Like, ain't no use. You know, because we ain't put no fight up yet. Like, we ain't about to put no fight up in the last, you know.
That shit.
So, yeah. And so that coach, he was dead wrong for that.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're doing. And this whole,
they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
This whole season is just kind of, you know, once the season over, I'll be like, okay, please do better next season.
Yeah, they got to. They got to. I mean, because this year they focus on injuries. Like, it's like you said, they trying to get the show canceled because every show is about a kid getting hurt. Like, last year, I'm pretty sure stop showing the kids getting hurt, man. Fuck that. You know?
Stop getting them hurt. And then
stop getting them hurt. Like, that's another thing, because them motherfuckers are the renegades out there. Because I was just like, man, I would never let my kids run that far. I mean, 10 yards as far as they got to go. You know, that really, like, when they doing, like, heads-up drill, like, 5, you know what I'm saying? But 10 is, like, the max. I don't want you building up too much steam, because, you know, that's how you get fucking hurt.
Right, you coming from the other side of the circle. You're not coming from the front end and going all the way back around the line.
This motherfucker ran around. That same drill we do. This motherfucker ran around. And it was like 20 yards.
Yeah. This shit crazy as fuck.
But he had a full head of steam.
I'm not a fan of
that. What are you talking about, man? Shout out to my dog CJ over here. He one of my assistant coaches. He came by, man.
What's up, CJ?
You know, say what up to the nation, man.
What up, man?
You're a celebrity now, bro. Your Facebook and Twitter about to be popping.
Yes, man. Yeah.
Yo, I see we didn't see the Ramirez family this week either. So Smiley and his little brother get fucked up, and they didn't get up this episode.
This is you, nigga. I ain't said nothing.
Nah, I can hear breaking up. Like, you sound like you're in a bag of bees again.
My bad. Is it still fucked up?
You good now.
Oh, okay. I swear I ain't do nothing.
our third favorite show. We're going to save the second because we haven't talked about it at all on the Frocast. Our third favorite show is Black Ink. The way they edited it last week made it look like Ted 1 and Ted 2 was going to get into it. Mm. Did you peep that shit? Like, they had Ted 2 walking in the back room and shit.
Nice editing. Like, the way they did it made it seem like, because, like I said, I got my money on Ted 2 kicking Ted 1 ass. But Ted 1 shouldn't have, man, if you such a player, why you fucking with Sky, bro? Like, you supposed to have plenty of bitches.
I don't call men bitches. I think that's, like, degrading. That's when you're going to get a fight started.
Yeah,
but that was like, some bitch ass shit that Ted.
What are you trying to prove, Ted? Like, you that know, was man, some bitch like, ass you done fucked shit. Up plenty of times. Like, you know, she done moved on. You sitting there trying to grab her. And then, like, she kissed her man. Then you kiss her. You talk her down. Like, that shit nasty. Like, it was kind of gay, Tate. Like, I mean, Ted. I mean,
and then he
you
kissed
taste
her.
That nigga
like,
spit or something? I mean, I was just like, yo, what the fuck?
And oh boy, Ted, too, knows some beef up in the crew.
He know,
like,
he,
did you
he
see
know.
Where he was sitting there? He was looking like, man, fuck y'all niggas. Mm-hmm. He don't fuck with y'all.
And then it's like the way they walked off, and then, you know, I've been like, hold up, man. Something going on.
Yeah, and he go back there, Ted kiss, and he like, that's all I wanted. And Sky lost her shit.
Yep, and then she went out there and like, See, Ted, like, I was like, why did you do that, Ted? Like, I mean, why are you doing it? Like, Ted, that's some whack shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Speaking of whack
Sky
shit.
Sky ain't even that live. Sky ain't even that live for you to be doing that. That's what I'm saying.
She not live, but on the show, where would you put her? If we talking about looks... And body, where would you rank her?
Oh shit, man!
We know you don't like Duchess. So Duchess is in your bottom three.
There's some warriors on that show, man.
You got Donna, who's probably your one or two, right?
Donna, probably the best looking one. They ain't saying nothing.
So you
know,
got
Sassy,
so you go
too skinny,
right? So we know Sassy in your bottom three. We know Duchess in your bottom three. Kwani is probably.
I mean, like, it ain't no chicks on that show, man. Like none. Like all the chicks on this show, like that's one show we would not rank the girls on because them be low numbers.
That's rude, man. I think everybody's straight except for Kathy.
Exactly. Everybody's straight. Ain't nobody like stand like all them chicks on this show is chicks you see every day. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of dope.
I don't like
the way she be acting though.
Hey, look, man, you work with a girl that looks just like Duchess right now. You know what I'm saying? If I put on 10 pounds of makeup, like I know a girl look like Sassy.
Yo, I bet you she take that shit off, boy. That
just got bad skin and everything, bro. She got that little splotchy skin. Like, you can see it because she put so much makeup on, but on her neck and she like, I mean, you know, but
so,
I'm not sitting here, you know, deconstructing Duchess like I do every week, man.
God damn. But your boy, when we talking about bitch ass shit, Puma went out like a bitch.
Who?
Puma.
Oh man, what y'all? He go out like a bitch.
Yes, he did. He came to the show hating, talking shit about the whole show.
Puma was probably drunk when he walked through the door.
So that's his problem.
Yeah. He's like, hey, where the party at? I mean, I could meet people right here. Just remodel shop.
But
the part that got me was like, oh, you got a brick wall? I got a brick wall. I'm like, bitch, everybody got brick walls.
It's New York. Like, that's part of the scenery. This is the fucking brick wall.
Yeah, brand new now. Yeah, okay. So he did. Okay.
So he came through. First of all, I'm one of the biggest people to say I don't go where I'm not wanted.
Exactly. So, but they had some questions to beat, though. It was cool.
Until you came through the door hating. Like, why did you think hating on the shot was going to work? You just came through the door hating last week. Talking shit about the shop. And then you came through again. So you already don't like C's. Whether there's beef or not, you don't fuck with C's.
I mean, I guess he's looking at it from the business aspect and not the friends. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. That's kind of...
He came through. And then C's, hey, we talked about C's having some ways that was kind of weird. He showed us New York.
Yeah.
He showed us New York. Yo, Puma, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then Puma dropped a chicken bone.
He dropped a chicken bone, nigga. Black History Month, nigga.
It's the most disrespectful shit.
Like, he dropped the chicken, a lemon pepper at that. Nigga.
A lemon pepper, half-eaten lemon pepper, son. He gave him the lemon.
It was a drum. It was a drum, nigga. It wasn't no flat.
Yeah, it wasn't no flat. It was a drum. He dropped it. He gave that look when he dropped it too. Like,
yeah, he's like, nigga, like, fuck your shit, nigga. He dropped it.
And that was it. C's choke
slammed. Fuck your chicken and your shop, nigga. The way he
C's choke slammed his ass too immediately.
Yeah, he like grabbed him by his hoodie and boom, quit.
That was it. Fight was over. Fight was over, man. I got to get C's props for that. That's how you got to handle that shit. But here's the other question I have for the show too.
All right.
And this, I guess, is the quick keep it 100 section. If you rocking, let's say you Ted, because you C's his cousin, are you still fucking with Puma?
Yes.
How is that possible? Them niggas.
I mean, because that's like yo, that's like I'm that's just like saying how could you know like. Why could you know, like, I'm your cousin. I told you leave that bitch alone, Duchess, but you still fucking with her. So it's like, you can't, you know, I don't fuck with her, but you still fuck with her. So why you gonna tell me not to fuck with Puma? That's what I'm saying. It's like,
I think it's a little different when you fucking the person.
Nah, but you know, it's like, it's different. It's just like, you know, I don't know, nigga. I don't know. I said, you can't.
I'll say it like that too.
Yeah, you can't be, you can't. I mean, it depends. Like, bro, like, we was already cool before. Like, I just. Can't stop being cool with a nigga just because we been cool, exactly. And just because y'all fell out, like, two different situations, you know.
I don't know, man. If that's competition, like, situation with Duchess, you just didn't like Duchess.
Did Ted really work there? Come on, I mean, you think Ted get a check?
I don't know. Ted has got to get a check. He's there too.
I don't think Ted gets a check from. I think Ted sell drugs, man.
Oh, don't do it, Ted.
Listen, Ted
wears denim shirts. Drug dealers.
Ted doesn't have an office. Ted sits on the couch. Ted don't answer no phones. Ted is the assistant manager. Walt is the assistant manager. Walt do a lot of work. What the fuck does Ted do besides fuck bitches and at their place?
But that's still your cousin's enemy.
But that's my dog too. It's like we all were friends. Like that's the thing. They all were friends. Friends gonna have beef with each other. Inner beefs. Like, cause we all friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it go.
I don't know, man. I can't be friends with somebody that's my.
It's all right. That's like saying if goddamn me, you and be easy. You and be easy. But I'm still gonna fuck with you. I ain't gonna be like, yo,
I doubt that. I think that you would be easy. And this is, I'm not saying that. You know, against you, I'm saying that you and B-Eazy got deeper roots. So if B and B-Eazy became enemies, I'd expect you to fuck with B-Eazy and not fuck with...
I still would fuck... No, look, it's like that now. B-Eazy got a dude he don't fuck with. B-Eazy got a dude he don't fuck with, but I still fuck with him. And it's like, I'm trying to tell B-Eazy the dude ain't got no beef with him, but B-Eazy like, nah, fuck that. I said, B-Eazy...
Name names, nigga.
Nah, I don't want to pick out the dude is a... Y'all, nah, I'm not gonna do
that. Names, nigga. We don't play those games on that behalf.
All right, man. Dude named Mickey, man. Dude named Mickey. Now, look, him and B-Eazy used to be the best of friends. Like, they used to be in the same little rap group together. He and that rap song to B-Eazy in, right? Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? So they used to rap together, you know what I'm saying? So then all of a sudden, them niggas had a falling out. They don't even speak no more. And I'm just like, how y'all used to be that close and y'all don't speak no more? You know what I'm saying?
Then you gotta quit fucking with Mickey.
Nah, I can't. Nah, that got Mickey cool.
It's Team Be Easy, man. You got to roll with your people.
I still roll with Be Easy to the death, but I still, you know, I mean, you know, like, it's just, you know, like I said, it's just, it's two different situations.
I don't know, man. It's a weird one. I know that I've had beef with somebody, and because
so if I start having beef with GQ Blue, you gonna leave me alone? That's what you're telling me.
Y'all had to fall out real hard, and then
I said GQ Blue put a picture on Snapchat yesterday, look like an emoji, but I ain't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
That nigga look like, hey, GQ Blue getting money, man. The man gaining weight, bro. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Stop, dog.
That nigga head look like an emoji with a beard on it, bro. I was like, look at that motherfucker.
Stop. Nah.
Anyway.
y'all can't have, see, and the way that I rectify that is y'all just can't have beef.
And but we got beef, so what no, I mean, y'all got beef.
Y'all don't have beef.
I don't fuck with that nigga Blue no more. Fuck that nigga. And you know what I'm saying? Like, what would
y'all
you do?
Y'all don't have beef. I just refuse to acknowledge the beef. So I guess I'd be like,
now you tell.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
You tell. See what I'm saying?
Dead like a motherfucker. Y'all
Ted dead. Is refusing to acknowledge the beef. He's just like, fuck that. My two niggas not arguing with each other. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But now, if you getting a check from your cousin that you don't do no shit in his shop.
But I'm not getting a check. I'm not getting a check from my cousin because I don't do no work in his shop. Caesar don't even pay the light bill around there, man.
I think Caesar's giving Ted a little bit of money.
Man, he probably get Ted $200, man. Ted don't do shit in there, man.
I need to see the transcripts. I think that Ted is on the page.
I need to see Ted W-2s from Black East. Yeah. I need to see Caesar working gun. Somebody got to find out what Ted does, bro.
I think Ted is Tommy off Martin.
Yes, he's Tommy.
I don't know what the fuck his job
got no
is.
Job at Black East. Tommy.
He's always coming up in there with the fresh gear. He's sponsored.
I mean, Jay's on tight. Like, hey, the shirt he had on this week was extra tight, bro. Ted had a medium on this week, and I was like, "Yo, Ted." I was like, "Ted, like, word up, like that shit was look." I mean, you can see this. Hey, this nigga, you check this nigga blood pressure and everything, nigga.
Hey, it was tight,
that nigga.
That vault gear, it was so.
I was just like, "That's an Under Armour shirt, Ted got on." He had the long edition on and shit, man.
It's very apropos that it was called Vault because that shit was tight like a motherfucker.
That shit was tight. I was like, "Damn, Ted, that shit tight."
Like, stop it, Ted. I guess he just say fuck it. He on that Rick Ross. You know, he got the gut and said fuck it. Sky like it, so I'm doing what I gotta do. But you know, the whole episode was I don't know what else to say about that shit. I'm looking for next week to see how else this pops off. Our number two show that we haven't talked about all season for real. Better Call Saul.
Right?
Better Call Saul.
Hey, I seen somebody stealing your moniker on Twitter the other day.
Man, what happened?
Hey, somebody said they was like, Saul Goodman. It's all good, man. I said, shit. It's all good. I said, dang, that sounds like it's all right.
That's
I said, hey. You know, just saying. It's going around.
Here's the fucked up part. I would have been Saul Good, but somebody already had the handle. So I ended up with Saul Right.
Damn.
Yeah. So
you could have started. You could have been the first Saul Goodman long time ago before the show started.
Yeah, but you know how they do me, man. So what do you think of the show so far, man? We like, what, five episodes in now?
Four or five. Yeah, eight. I think that the writers of the show, they did a great job in making Saul a you can likable character. Like, everybody want to see him win. Like, it went, like, instead of, like, you know, he was slimy before you seen him on Breaking Bad, but now you like, damn, you want to see him win. Cause he like, this nigga just had bad luck. And,
hell yeah,
you just want to see him win. And it's like, now,
well,
it's like,
win for losing, boy.
Exactly. Like, motherfucker, this nigga had his office was in a goddamn closet in a Chinese.
Hey, he's struggling. He's trying to make it. I'm watching, so I'm.
He lived there too. Like, that's where he lived.
He sleep on the couch and shit. So I'm watching Breaking Bad while I'm watching Better Call Saul just to see how they play it.
Uh-huh.
And on Breaking Bad, Saul just came into the scene.
Uh-huh.
And he was still a likable character because when he first met them motherfuckers, he told them, yo, put the money in my pocket so I can be your lawyer. Like, get the legal retainer out the way. This is why he got a gun to his head. He's like, but just give me the dollar. I'll be your lawyer and then we can get this done. Like, he's always been that kind of dude.
Yes.
So it's kind of dope to see how they put that shit together. I really like that shit. Yeah. Who else can they do another spinoff for?
Like, I want to know, is all the other characters going to come into play? Like, you know, all his little workers like Huel and Neil Brandon, the white dude that he had working for him. And, you know, like, are all those people going to be in this show? Like, is he going to show, like, you know, his whole little network of people he worked with? Like, maybe even Gus. Like, is Gus going to be in the show? Because then he put Gus on, he put up Walt and him on the Gus or whatever. He arranged that meeting. So it's like, it's so far they can go with this. So, you know, I want to see, man.
Yeah, I do want to see them pull that, you know, pull it all together. I do think Jesse Pinkman could have a decent show.
Pinkman, nah, I think we've seen enough of the Walt Jesse characters. Like, it's just, it's got to be something.
Support, you know, characters.
Yeah.
How was that movie he was in?
Oh, I mean, he's a good actor. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor, but it's just like, as far as the Jesse Pinkman character, like, I don't know where else can you go with that. Like, you know. Like, we done seen Jesse go through it all, you know what I'm saying? Like, where else can you go with Jesse?
Talk about his parents, you know?
His parents didn't give a fuck about him, remember?
But why?
Because he was young, like, he just smoked weed and did drugs. You know how white people give up on their kids? You know what I'm saying? They at some point in time, they're just like, you know what? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You're out the wheel. Like, you're dead to me, Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? He's like, they stop fucking with him. Black people, we will deal with our people to the end. Like, he get his shit again. You know, I let him stay tonight, but he got to leave at 7 in the morning. You know, white people, they just like, fuck it. He's out of there. You know, that's why so many of the homeless people white. You know what I'm saying? People
I mean, because they moved him up out the house of his aunt, nigga.
Got him up out of there. This nigga bought the house and said, y'all get the fuck out, nigga.
Yeah, I said, God.
He's like, I own this house now. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out, man. That's a good ass show. I watch them both, and the other thing I remember from Breaking Bad is both of those wives ain't shit.
Wives of successful men and on all movies are unhappy, nigga. The Scarface woman was unhappy. Nigga, all these women in movies, Tony Soprano wife wasn't happy. None of the women happy. Girl on Power, she ain't happy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nobody, I don't understand. Is that just, in all the movies, they unhappy. Like, originally, you don't do shit, but you're unhappy. I don't get it.
That's how they write that shit, man. It's got to be how they write it.
Skylar, man, she made me sick.
Skylar got on my fucking, and I get the being concerned shit. But every episode, I'll be ready to choke that bitch out. I hate her, man.
Yes, like the man, like, man, he don't want to tell her, like, bitch, I am a big-time drug dealer.
For real, but you don't understand this.
You're cheating on me, so she gonna fuck another nigga, like, bitch. I would be like, what?
Yeah, I'm done for this family, bitch?
And then when she gave the motherfucking money away, oh my God, I know he was just like, you bitch.
You don't work.
He was like, you let him pay up, but I had to pay the tax. Oh,
see what he did. Gave him to a job.
Yeah. And then he wasn't even going to pay the taxes off either.
And she
had to make him go pay the tax. Like, no, nigga, you ain't going to take this money and dip. Like, what the fuck wrong with you?
She was fucking mad about, first she was mad about them not fucking. And then Walt came home and was giving her the business as soon as he got in the door, and she got mad about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God damn, man.
Walt couldn't win for losing, man. He was just trying to do the right thing, man.
That shit was horrible. And old boy, the DEA, the sister-in-law, I couldn't stand her ass from jump. She wasn't worth shit anyway. You got a
ass Marie.
Right, you got a husband that's in the goddamn DEA. He's in the law enforcement. You still
a weak ass cop couldn't take it. Yeah. They put him out there on the real shit with the real. He was like, he seen heads explode and shit. He like,
that was
nah,
it.
Nigga.
That was a rat. Once he saw the head explode, he's like, ooh.
Yeah, he was like, nah, that's good. He said, that's good for me, man. Let me go back to my little local office, nigga. Like, hey, man, this shit.
Let me get back to this desk job.
Yeah, chasing meth dealers.
Shit, I gotta catch this goddamn Saul. I gotta catch Heisenberg. I gotta catch him.
Yes, him. He's the elusive Heisenberg.
The elusive Heisenberg, man. The show is good, though. It's finally speeding up. It's finally.
Comes on Monday nights, 10 o'clock on AMC, people. We gotta do that for BZ. Doc our paychecks this week.
Don't let him dock the paycheck. I'm surprised he ain't docked the paycheck for not talking about.
Hey, you got your W-2 yet from Nephew Afro, man? I ain't got mine yet. I'm still waiting so I can file my taxes, man.
They must have sent it to the other office. Okay. I ain't got it either.
Hey, BZ, I want my W-2, nigga.
I appreciate that, bro. Too many years we've gone without filing taxes, and I know we're making money now.
Yeah.
I know we're making money.
All these sponsors and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Publix.
Publix. Shopping is a pleasure.
You know what I'm saying? Black people meet.
Tinder, Grindr,
Black Planet. Goddamn Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is a sponsor.
crystals. Get your little 12. Get your little sack. Take it home, sack.
Now, wait a minute. Now, you've had crystals and White Castles, right?
Yes.
Which do you prefer?
I'm biased. I'm going to say a crystal. But, I mean, they both taste the same. I mean, they're both steamed meat with onions. And I mean, it's the same shit. Like, it just, I think it's, you know, Hardee's and Carl Jr.'s. It's like, that's how I look at it. It's the same shit. Like, you know, they taste the same.
I don't know. When we got a Hardee's. Is it Hardee's now? Nah, you got me questioning. It's a Carl Jr. around the corner from.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. And see, they don't have the same.
Like, they don't have the same menu stuff as fucking Hardee's.
No, but they got some of the same things. But
I think they just put a different name on it.
Yeah, but it's the same company. It just depends where you're at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's the same company, but they split that. Like here, I can get this goddamn burger with onion rings and barbecue and bacon and all this shit. The extra Western extra bacon. That's my jam. When I was in St. Louis, nothing like it.
Oh, okay.
All they had was a $6 burger, man. I don't appreciate that shit. I need to know when I go to, like, when you go to Jack in the Box, you know what the fuck's on the menu at Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Never been to Jack in the Box, man.
Wow.
We don't have that around here, man.
You ain't got no Jack in the Box?
No, man. We got Whataburger. We got fucking Burger King, McDonald's. We don't even have a Crystals here in down here in Tally. You know, we had a Crystals back in my old town, so, you know. Crystals is what you got, you know, at the late night, you know, because 24 hours, you know what I'm saying?
What about
made
Sonic?
You shit like a motherfucker, but, you know, it was good at the time.
What about Sonic? Y'all got Sonic?
Yes, of course. Everybody got America's favorite drive-in. Sonic.
Gotta have number one.
Sonic, boy. Hey, Sonic underrated burgers, man. I don't give a fuck nobody sure, say. Boy. Sonic burgers good as fuck. That goddamn, the lettuce and that pickle, man, that shit good as fuck, boy. Get you a good motherfucking, Sonic got some good burgers, because they always cook them fresh. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That's the reason I brought them up, because I went to Sonic the other day. I was on my lunch break from work. Yeah, I get 30 minutes since I work from home. I get 30 minutes, and that's the closest spot. So I'm like, fuck, let me get this little punk-ass Sonic burger. And it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I was actually shocked. But I don't know why everybody in Austin that works the drive-thru have terrible teeth.
Hey, man.
It's a thing. I'm talking about this lady's teeth. It looked like she had a mouthful of asphalt, nigga. And I don't mean just dark. They were black. They were black.
That bitch brushed her teeth with C4.
I debate that she brushed her goddamn teeth. That motherfuckers was black.
She chewed dynamite sticks.
Like, yo, did you brush your teeth and you just use some Armor All on the bitch? They all
teeth look like niggas fighting for a rebound.
Goddamn mom looked like she had a mouthful of loose stones, nigga. I have never seen so many black chiclets. I said, oh my God, are you gonna hand me my food and smile?
Hey, boy, one day, boy, we was at Waffle House, man, and I swear to you, man, this woman was the nicest woman in the world. Then she smiled. Nigga, I couldn't even eat no motherfucking more, man. That's this shit was, I was just like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
a requirement at Waffle House for your teeth.
And bitch, like, man, listen, man, that woman mouth like she had just chewed some charcoal or something, bro. I mean, her teeth were just like, oh shit. Well, I was like, God. Like, how them shit still holding on? Like, what? Them shit's got to be weak. Like, I mean.
It is a requirement at Waffle House.
I'm not going to eat at your Waffle House if it's too clean, bro. Like, it's got to be between, like, if your Waffle House say 100, I'm not eating it. Your sanitation grade got to be, like, 92, you know, 90, no higher than 96, but no lower than, like, 89. I could do an 89 at Waffle House, you know. But
Low-hanging fruit. Every episode, you show me some shit like that.
Hey, get the All-Star Special at Waffle House. That's all you need, man. Don't order nothing else. Just get the All-Star Special, bro.
God damn.
That's it. It's the best thing for your money. You get a waffle, you get grits, eggs, you get sausage, you get hash browns, like what? Or bacon, or country ham, or, you know, you can change your, you know what I'm saying, you get grits or whatever. I don't, you know, listen, man. Change your grits out, get toast, you get everything. It's like $7. You can't beat that.
Gotta eat on a budget, man.
Yeah, you get everything. Like, you get everything. Oh. Like, you can't beat that. Like, you know, motherfuckers be going there trying to, let me get a waffle head. Like, they're saying this shit be like $12. You be like, man, if you get an All-Star, this shit like $7. They ain't gonna tell you that, you know.
Hey, some shit I stumbled upon that's actually pretty good. The goddamn triple steak melt at Taco Bell.
See, I can't fuck with Taco Bell steak, bro.
Until you had it, bro. It's a braised steak. It's actually braised steak. It's not the same steak they use in a steak taco.
Okay. Hey,
it might be. Horse is good.
Secretariat.
Secretary is good ass meat.
Whatever horse lost the fucking Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that nigga tasted great, though. Shit. What you want to say? What you want to do, man? We have talked to these people for a whopping 20-something minutes.
About food.
You know, I don't have anything else on the outline for this show except winners and losers.
We're supposed to talk about some TV shows. Wasn't it? I mean, damn. You ain't talking about Empire this week?
We ain't talking about Empire at all. Did you watch Empire?
No, I'm a white. Matter of fact,
God damn it, man.
Watch Empire? Yeah, somebody here watch Empire.
Holler at us, CJ, man. What you think about Empire?
That was crazy. That was crazy last night, man.
He ain't watched that shit.
He didn't watch it.
He watched that shit.
I watched it.
Okay.
Lucius, man. Yeah, his son. He thought he had a little, you know, little deal. You know, they was in the office, you know, talking about business. Sure, man. That said, nay, no
deal.
No deal.
So what's the deal? Like Lucius is his son.
Yeah, man. So what it is, man? Like he, you know, what I'm saying, he got ALS and shit like that. So he basically got all his sons, bro, working against each other. You feel me? Not really working against each other, but they all. That's basically what it's turning out to be. Okay. Man. Like they fighting. You know what I'm saying? To be the next one to run it, man.
Okay.
So man. He got his blood, sweat, and tears right now.
Okay, man. I got you.
Yeah. This last episode was dope because everything hit the fan. Like every fucking storyline hit the fan this week. The goddamn gay son came out.
Oh man! Oh my god!
Was it a surprise? Hey,
bro. Nigga, he came out. This nigga came out at the Super Bowl halftime show, son. it's the fucking white party for the album for the company going out public, and he decided he was gonna do the song. The father encouraged him to do the song. He's like, "All right, bet I'm gonna do a song that's true to me." He like, "Cool, do it." He hit the song. The song was perfect. The song was perfect until he got to the hook, and that nigga said, "This is the kind of song that makes a man want to love a man." His father said, "Oh, damn.
Hey, boy, that hurt that shit, boy."
That nigga smiled for it into a frown real quick.
Yes, sir. Real quick.
Boy. That's what's up. God damn.
Lucius, the drama with the two ladies, his future wife and his ex-wife. Okay. That shit hit the fan. Because he fucking them both now.
Damn.
Yeah. So he telling one, he telling Cookie he going to get rid of a little fake-ass Halle Berry. Oh, he telling fake-ass Halle Berry that he done with Cookie. That shit, man, everything hit the fan last episode.
Okay.
Yeah, everything was.
Man, I might have to check it out. Binge watch it. But speaking of binge watching, tomorrow goes down. House of Cards season 3 hits Netflix. 13 episodes.
Damn, really?
Yeah, you know they do it and all the whole season at one time. So you know,
I really like that better.
Yeah, I do too. I control my own destiny. I don't like you know, you treat me like a drug addict, give me a little bit every week, man. Yeah. That's why I like letting some stuff build up so I can binge watch it, and, you know. Watch a whole season in fucking 2 days. You know, that's how I do it.
I like to do that for, like, Gotham. And I tried to do that with, I can't even think of the show's name now. Scandal.
Did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
I started watching Sons of Anarchy, but I was doing it while I was working. So
okay.
It takes too much attention. I can't do that. But okay. Next week, when I'm off, I'll be watching Sons of Anarchy, and I'm going to watch House of Cards.
Okay. You watch season 1 and 2 yet?
Nope.
Ooh.
So I'm gonna watch them all. Yeah, I'm gonna binge. That's gonna be my week.
Oh,
I am
shit.
The most old nigga on the Fro staff. So I will be doing old. Like you, like it's your birthday week and you off. Time to kick it. No, nigga, I'm gonna get some beer.
Nigga, like,
I'm gonna catch up on Netflix.
Get a bottle. He's gonna get a bottle.
I'm gonna catch up with Netflix all week, son. That's gonna be my whole shit.
He's taking out. He said it's going down. Like, clean up the house. He might fix some shit. That you know this bucket.
I need to go get a screwdriver because a couple of things I need to fix.
Yeah, you know.
These ceiling fans do need to be dusted. I need to go ahead and get a ladder.
You know, fix the squeaky dough, you know. Get a little WD-40.
Get that shit done. You know what I'm talking about? The project I wanted to work on, and that's what I'm going to do for my birthday. It's productive.
Yes, sir.
Man, give me your winners and losers so we can get the fuck out of here, bro.
Man, my winner this week. Shit. Did I have a winner? hey, man. Winner, hold on. I wrote it down. I think I did. Yeah, so I try to write stuff down now so we don't be so ghetto on the Frocast.
We got sponsors now. Got to get paid.
Yeah, we got sponsors, man. They want shit right, man. Anyway. No, my Keep It 100 this week, man. I got to do that.
We got Keep It 100. Let's get
it. Yeah, we skip it. That'll give me time to come to my winner. First, my Keep It 100 this week, man. Hey, man, absentee fathers make absentee grandfathers. You know what I'm saying? So now we're dealing with a situation where we had all these niggas that ran out on their baby moms and they end up raising niggas that ain't got no granddaddies because nigga ain't around. And now that's why we got these niggas around here wearing these tight ass jogging pants. You know what I'm saying? And so and I think a lot of the shit comes from niggas not having granddaddies. Now I know, Sarai, you said you never met your grandfather, but that structure was laid somewhere, you know what I'm saying? You still, you know, you got that. You know, now these niggas don't have no structure to follow. You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, they just run it wild, like, you know? And so, and that's the problem, you know, I think that, you know, we're having now, that we can have a little gap because our generation is going to become better fathers, and, you know, because, you know, the debris that was left from all the, you know, fathers leaving was us, and but we know now to be better than them, so... You know, in the future going forward, we'll have that grandfather generation coming back again. Now, it's gonna be a little lull period in that time between then, so we just gonna have to ride this storm till it's all over. Till you know, niggas, it's all right. My age, get up there, you know, we be grandfathers. Then it should be okay. So I think we're gonna have a little rough patch, but you know, things will be all right. So that's my Keep 100, man. Just to let you know that you know, it's a problem. We need some more men to step up. And you know what I'm saying? So, niggas, if you got kids out there, man, fuck with your kids, bro, man. Like, do it for them. You know, fuck the baby mom. I know y'all, whatever situation is, do it for your kids, man. Reach out to your kids. You know, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Try. You ain't got money. Time. You know what I'm saying? Effort. Just do what you can. If you know what I'm saying, you know, you get to know your kid. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying you got to show up this front door and motherfucker try to buy him the world. Just get to know the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's it for the week, man.
God, that's real talk, man. That's real talk. I don't know that I'll ever be a grandfather because I don't know if I'm having no goddamn kids.
I'm sorry, you're going to have a baby, bro.
These people crazy, man. No, man.
You're going to adopt, man. Just go adopt your little white kid, man, and just, you know, treat him black as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, raise that motherfucker to be black as fuck. Be like, he gonna be like, yo, you black. Don't let nobody tell you white, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, just, and you know, it just raise him like that, bro. That's what I would do, man. Sorry,
I'm gonna lock his hair up and shit and everything.
Adopt, man. Get you one that's like six. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to wear, you know, just already potty trained. Unless you want to go through that, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
Don't get no African kid. Don't, you know, because that'd be too, like.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying that'd be like, you know, that'd feel like, you know, get you like a little, like, you know, another nationality, man, you know.
Give me a little Asian kid. Be like, fresh off the boat, sure I'm gonna rate him like Eddie.
You know, you got, you know, man.
You ain't shit for the cleft palate comment.
Hey, man, stop. I take that back.
That is fucked up, man. You still ain't watching Blackish, are you?
No, I haven't watched Blackish yet, man.
You need to watch Blackish. I would adopt the daughter on that show.
You would? It's
fucking adorable. I would deal with it.
No, tiger.
Yeah, no tiger. She's not adorable like that. She's adorable like a daughter, nigga. Tiger ain't shit for that shit either, man.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, give people your winners and losers, bro.
Nah, man, well, shit. Did I have a winner or loser this week, man?
Yeah, you just said you wrote it down.
That wasn't what I wrote down. I wrote down my Keep It 100, man. I went back in. Because, hey, look, man, listen. Every week I start out with a winner and loser in my head. But during the whole course of the show, I need to start writing it down. But my winner this week, man, is me and Be Easy. No homo. Going to the, you know, we got us some tickets to the Run the Jewels show. So, look, Be Easy said, I'm going to send you the tickets just in case something happens. I said, this nigga going to stand me up, bro.
Yep.
And look, I bet you.
You already know it's going there. He is not going to be there.
Yeah, he ain't going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So that's my winner this week. Be Easy for getting the tickets and shit. My loser this week is, I don't know if I have a loser. I'm going to go 2 weeks. My loser is black people, man, because Black History Month almost over, man. And, you know, the ratchet will continue next week. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
Damn.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be Get Back Ignorant next week. Like, it's going to be, it's all kumbaya. You know, like the other day, man, I was going to fight a nigga, man. But, you know, it's Black History Month, man. So I'm going to let him chill. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it would have been like next week. Oh, man, I would have said something to that nigga, man.
You gonna look for him on Monday and go whoop his ass, huh?
Yeah, yeah. March 1st, he getting it, man.
My winners and losers this week, Jameis Winston, obviously, for showing up and showing out. I'm still not the biggest Jameis Winston fan. I just appreciate how he flips it. He's like, yo, at the end of the day, I'm a winner on the field. So all this other shit don't matter. And I can rock with that.
Yeah, I think you need to keep that attitude for right now,
though. Yeah, he definitely do. He definitely do. Props to Kevin Garnett for going home to the team that didn't want your ass. enjoy that sunshine, man. Just soak it up and enjoy it and live in the moment.
Sunshine in Minnesota? Is that a plan? I mean, what
is... Well, you know, all the white fans. He done went from the black area to the white area. That's the sunshine.
I mean, 12 wins, man. Hey, man, do you know I looked at the NBA standings the other day. Sorry, right? This is my loser. This is my loser. I take it, man. I did have a winner lose. This is all basketball related. My winners this week were the fucking Golden State Warriors, man, and the Atlanta Hawks for having the best records in the NBA. They only had, like, the Warriors had 10 losses. And the Hawks had 12 losses. My losers were the Knicks and the Lakers. The Knicks got 10 wins. The Lakers got 14. 24 wins in the two biggest markets in the NBA, man.
That shit is terrible.
Don't be surprised if one of them two teams win the lottery. What that shit? They gonna have to win because both of them got sorry ass records.
That shit is sad.
Yes, man. So, So Jahlil Okafor or whoever the top pick is in this year's draft, man, you're going to either New York or L.A., man. Wow.
And they probably going to put it with L.A. because, you know, they like Kobe more than they like anything in New York. So.
New York got to have a winner, man. They can't let New York go down like this, man. 10 wins, dog? 10?
That's bad. That's what Phil.
Look. Phil Jackson has failed for the first time.
That's what happens when you get a coach and don't have no players.
He had players he gave away. He got rid of Tyson Chandler.
Tyson's not his type of player, though.
I don't give a fuck.
Let's not act like Tyson.
Hey, Phil got exposed. They pulled the skirt up. See, Phil ain't had on no draws, man. He got exposed.
Exactly. I agree with you there.
Phil he's never played with non-superstars. Never coached non-superstars before in his life. So you don't know how good of a coach Phil is. This motherfucker coached Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kobe Bryant. Come on, man.
I agree.
Scottie Pippen, if you want to stretch it, you can say Scottie Pippen too.
And who LeBron just passed for the most assists by a forward. So Pippen don't even matter no more. It's just done. My other winner this week is Annabelle Williams.
Annabelle Williams. Who the fuck is that?
She's an 82-year-old lady who shot and killed two motherfuckers that tried to break into her house.
God damn.
Shot and killed two of them. The third one got caught and confessed. So Annabelle Williams, you a trooper. You definitely my winner this week. And my losers this week are the Chicago Bulls fans for obvious reasons. Mm. And Dez Bryant.
What the hell Dez do, Saul?
There's allegedly a video out that's showing him whooping the shit out of some lady, which is why they haven't gotten his contract extension done.
Is that his mama? Is that the video of him beating his mama?
I don't know if it's his mama, but they say this video is so bad that it'll make the Ray Rice situation look like play school.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're saying that this is... they say that this one is really bad. Like, when this one comes out, his career may be over.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, if this is true, Dez, way to go out, bro. I don't know what else to tell you. Y'all got to stop hitting these women. They got cameras.
Jeez. This man just had the greatest season of his career. It was a contract year. Like... What?
Like, he had everything lined up, and he decided.
They put the tag on him and everything. Oh my God!
That's why they haven't signed it. They said if this video comes out, bro, it's a wrap for this nigga's career. Like nobody want to fuck with him. Damn. I don't know what else to tell you, man. Give him a shout out so we can get the fuck up out of here. My voice ain't gonna make it.
Early shout out to my dog, Saul Wright, man. Happy early birthday. If we don't do a show next week, because, you know, a nigga birthday and shit, nigga might be like, yo, Jeremy, you know I'm not doing a show right now.
Right, you know what I'm saying? My birthday on Monday, we record the show on Thursday.
So it might be a motherfucking, you know, a single show next week. So we, you know, might be a short show. Who knows? You know, might get a big dog. You know, Beezy, he might grant the nigga, you know, the week off. Who knows? You know. Anyway, shout out to Beezy, GQ Blue, Dub. You know, all the writers on staff. I don't know all y'all motherfuckers. It's too many of y'all niggas for me to say individually. And, you know, everybody else to fuck with us, man, on the Twitters and all the other networks, you know, that you can find Nappy Afferon, man.
That's what's up, man. You know, same shout outs. The usual suspects. Appreciate all y'all that keep fucking with us. Our Facebook numbers keep growing. Keep sharing the show. Yes. Shout out to Short T.
T.
Short T. We don't give you enough props, man. But don't send me no more hit or hell nods like that. That's all.
No, that was Short T.
That was a kid.
No, that was Rick James, bitch.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I really should have put his ass on the show there for that bullshit.
You talking about the one you said? Did he have a download link? He was like,
that was
Rick James, bitch.
Oh, Rick James, bitch. What the fuck? That song is trash. Trash.
Put it on the show, though. You got to put it on the show.
Y'all can listen to it at the end of the show. It'll be at the end of the show. And the other thing we didn't talk about that I wanted to mention real quick, you asked me about that tattoo.
Yeah.
That they did. Oh. The goddamn tattoo that C's did.
That shit was fucking horrible, man.
That shit was true.
I was just like, yo, like, them niggas at Black Ink specialize in letters, because that's all them niggas do. Like, I don't never see no art. Like, Oh Shit tries, you know what I'm saying? But he's spelling words wrong on people and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's amateur night at the Apollo with these niggas, man. Like, hey, them niggas need, I see why he didn't want that girl to tattoo that, because she was better than all them niggas, man.
That shit was trash. I did not expect the tattoo to be that bad. So I saw the picture before I saw the episode. I'm like, who the fuck did that? I'm like, we'll save it for the show. And I saw that C's did it. I was like, no. Maybe it's just a bad day.
Man, this shit was horrible. Like, I was just like, you ain't coloring nothing. It was just like outline and shit. I was just like, yo, C's, like, come on, man. Like, then he did the Jordan shoe that time. I was just like, man, that could have been done way better. Like, I just seen, like, better. Like, man, that's what I'm just saying, man. Like, I wonder how much... Like, what's the, like, pay the Caesar tax? Like, what's, you know, like, maybe Puma got a point. Maybe Puma got better artists at his shop is what he's saying. Like, Puma don't tap nobody up.
Yeah, maybe, because I know that shit was terrible. Like, that was really bad. So, yeah, props for nothing, nigga. That shit was terrible. And that was, you was right, that was Rick James, bitch. A.K.A. Yeah. Negrodamus. That sounds terrible. Y'all listen to that on the way out. Let us know what you think at the end of the show.
Oh, can I say something, sorry, right, please?
Absolutely.
Before we end the show, can we start having people out there at the end of the show? AKA, this your boy Peep, AKA the Thriller Man.
Can we switch it up? Peabody. Damn, man. Hey, the request came from Germ, not from Saw Right. You know, I don't want no beef with Peabody. I don't want no beef with Peabody.
I said, just switch it up. We got a lot of drops, man. Peabody on like 60 of them. You know what I'm saying? Peabody the nigga. Like, he got 60 in, man.
Hey, man, whatever you want, Jern, we put on the any other requests?
That's all I'm asking. It's all right, man.
That's it. We go ahead and switch it up, man. No more Peabody this week, at least. And we got to listen to this Hit of Hell Now for y'all niggas at the end of the show. Trust me. Blame Jern. I need everyone who listens to the song and hate it to say something negative about King Jern. On the comment section.
I didn't want to put it out.
But you wanted it on the show. Like, I was just going to ignore it.
No, it's all right. We are a show of the people. We cannot ignore the people. This is a loyal customer right there, Rick James, bitch. He's been around for years. This man, you know, it might be his friend. Who knows? You know,
if that's his friend, he need to pick better friends.
He probably told his friend, like, yo, I can get your song on his website, nigga, straight up. Son. He probably told some girl, like, yo, you tell your boy, yeah, you fuck me, yeah. Who knows what he told this person, man?
I refuse to believe that he has a friend that makes music of this quality.
Yes, man. I believe it. He goes to ECU, man.
That's fucked up, man. So y'all listen to this song to end Frocast episode 148. I'm your man, Saw Right, and my voice is going out. It's fucked up. I'm going to spend my birthday with Voiceless.
But what? You don't need to talk. Ain't nothing you need to say.
You just heard King Jerm. We out, man. NappyAfro.com. Peace.
Peace, 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 peace.
What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out NappyAfro.com for everything, from the music and reviews to the podcast and articles and more. Check out NappyAfro.com.
Dollar. what it is.
Huh?
Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
No.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
No way.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
Hold up.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
Wait a second.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
God damn.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
I'm the man.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga don't come at me wrong. Nigga don't come at me wrong.
Hold up.
Nigga don't come at me wrong.
Nigga, what white is you on? Smoking that strong. I look like Chi-Chi-Chi-Chong. Yo, bitch in the thong. Hit her from night to the morn. I'm in my zone. Don't fuck with me wrong.
No way.
My drove is appealing. Steelo, they stealing. I'm about to start illing. Niggas and they feelings. Talking about they really, really in it. But they ain't really in it. My dress code is Spencer. My palms really itching. My palms really, really, really itching. All I rock is vintage. Whipping in the kitchen. You can call me a damn chemist. Okay. Niggas wanna start shit.
Let's get it.
But they don't really, really wanna finish it.
Yeah.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
No.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
No way.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
Hold up.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
Wait a second.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
God damn.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
I'm the man.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
Dollar.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong. Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
Hold up.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong.
Wrong.
Nigga, don't come at me wrong.